They had to make the judgment of who was going to be on the donkey of the day. They chose you.
Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Yes. Well, donkey of the day for Thursday, December 3rd, goes to a Hawaiian couple named Wesley Marib and Courtney Peterson. Wesley is 41 and Courtney is 46. They are grown. Okay, adults, fully formed, grown-up humans, persons of a mature age, so they both understand the power of choice. They both are capable of making their own decisions, and at 41 and 46, they should fully understand the consequences of their actions. So I don't feel sorry for what happened to them because they don't care about what happens to us. Okay, see, we all know COVID-19 cases are surging all across America. The number of COVID hospitalizations surpassed 100,000 for the first time. Nearly double the number from spring. Okay, there were over 3,100 deaths reported just yesterday, just on a Wednesday. Okay, 273,799 people have died of COVID and more than 13.9 million people have been infected. We shouldn't be here. Okay, yes, the last administration handled it all wrong. This we know, but it's also you humans. Okay, you humans who don't believe the virus is real. You humans who don't want to wear your mask. Listen, I love raw dogging oxygen too. But guess what? I love being alive and healthy even more. I also don't want to get anyone else sick and cause them not to be healthy and die. That's what a good human does, okay? Part of being a good person is helping others, all right? Service to others is the rent you pay for your room here on Earth. Simple and plain. But Wesley Marib and Courtney Peterson clearly don't feel that way. See, the couple were flying with their 4-year-old son from San Francisco back home to Hawaii, and they got arrested. Why did they get arrested? Let's go to ABC 7 for the news report, please.
A Hawaii couple who traveled from San Francisco International Airport to Kauai has been arrested for boarding that flight when they knew they were positive for COVID. The mayor of Kauai announced the arrests. The man and woman are actually residents of Kauai who tested positive during pre-travel screenings prior to their United Airlines flight from SFO over the weekend. They're charged with second-degree reckless endangerment. They're currently in isolation, and contact tracing is being done to alert anyone who needs to go into quarantine. These two cases have increased the island of Kauai's total number of current positive cases to 17 from 15.
Disgusting. Okay, these two have absolutely no regard for anyone else's life, anyone else's health, including their son. You test positive for COVID and still get on a plane, still walk through airports, still interacting with people because you need to get home to Hawaii. I get it. You wanted to get home back to Hawaii, but you tested positive for COVID. Sit your ass down somewhere, okay? You thought you was going to get back home to Hawaii to have big fun, didn't you, Wesley and Courtney? Isn't that what you tried to do? Didn't you get on that plane to Hawaii to have big fun? Tell me, Wesley, huh? Tell me, Courtney, didn't you get on that plane to Hawaii to have big fun? Shut up! Don't you dare open your mouth when I'm asking you a question. Did you really think that the two of you could go careening into Hawaii after testing positive for COVID and not one single person would find out? Did you really think that, Wesley and Courtney? Shut up! Hawaii was the perfect place for you to be from, okay? Hawaii limbo would be the perfect game for you two, because this is low. Okay, knowingly boarding a flight aware of their positive COVID-19 test results, placing the passengers of the flight in danger of death. You two are the wretched, okay? You didn't have to go see the wretched. You both are wretched. And the moral of the donkey is those who are happiest are those who do the most for others. That's why you two are wretched. No way y'all are happy, because you clearly don't think about anyone else but yourselves. Please give this Hawaiian couple, Wesley Marib and Courtney Peterson, the biggest hee-haw. Disgusting. All right. We all miss raw dog and oxygen. You hear me? All right? But you got to do what you got to do to help others. Put your mask on, social distance, and please, if you've tested positive for COVID, quarantine.
Correct.
My God.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.